I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why does making friends as an adult feel so
what
hard?
What should I wear on a first date?
What the
date?
Hell is a formal
but that why hookup is was not good? So
what do I want my life to look like in 5 years?
We want to know too.
Since 2012, the Every Girl has been an online destination to help women around the world achieve the life of their dreams. Now, we're excited to bring you the same inspiring content with the Every Girl Podcast.
Welcome back to the Every Girl Podcast for a very stylish bonus episode.
Thank you for laughing at that.
Our episodes are always built around helping you become your best, highest, and happiest self. And I do believe that fashion is a big part of that because it's kind of like dress for the job you want, except I believe it's more like dress for the person you are meant to be. So this episode is all about summer fashion. I'm joined today by my good friend and senior fashion editor of the Every Girl, Madeline Galassi. Maddie, welcome back to your third or fourth appearance on the podcast.
I think it's my fourth if you count the Tom Sandoval deep dive.
Oh, I'm that's right. That. You're regular.
Or most frequented guest.
Maybe. If that makes you feel good.
I've been on more than four times.
Emma.
Okay, well, she's like on it.
Otherwise, true.
Yeah.
Right. No, you're so right. So everyone listening, just so you know, Maddie is not at her best because her dog Max kept her up all night. How many hours of sleep did you get? Did your Oura Ring yell at you today?
About 3.5, but I also went to bed late because I must confess that I listened to all of the leak of Tortured Poets, the podcast.
Maddie. Okay, so we're recording this on Thursday, April 18th, so it's being released tonight. So everyone will have heard it already, but...
Correct.
What were your thoughts?
Oh my God, I really like it. For context, I am a Folklore and Reputation girl, and I think that it might end up being my favorite album of hers for sure. Honestly, it is very good. It's not what I expected, and so it's taken me a few listens. I expected it to be like tolerated, sad,
yeah,
more crying, and that is not the vibe whatsoever.
I was ready to like sob my eyes out and be in a dark room for about 24 hours.
There are a couple of really sad ones, but it's largely more so like, haha, I'm crazy. Once you listen to like Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is very much that vibe. It's a lot of fun. It would have been such a good October release because there's a lot of spooky, kooky things, I feel like.
You're like really not selling this album.
She like mentions getting an exorcism, those kinds of vibes. It's very, very good. I am impressed by everyone who had the self-control to not listen to the leak because I did not.
Spooky Kooky is on brand for you.
That's so on brand for me.
I'm happy for you. I cannot wait to listen. How does one even find the leaked album?
I got it texted to me. It is in like a Google Drive. I didn't seek it out. It came to me. And what is meant for me will not pass me by. So I had to listen.
But you can't deny destiny. If
no,
destiny
I couldn't.
Is knocking at your door, you have to open it.
I opened it.
I'm impressed that you admitted to listening to a leaked version on national podcast. Because are you like worried the feds are going to come after you? Isn't that illegal?
You know, now that I'm talking about it a little, I'm not going to lie. It has crossed my mind in the past couple minutes.
The feds are like, jail.
She admits it.
We have it on tape. Here's a question for you. If you could pinpoint a Taylor Swift era to be your style, which era would you pick?
That's a good question. I would honestly probably have to go with Midnights. I really liked the 70s thing she went for in the anti-hero music video. Those vibes are really fun. So I would have to say Midnights.
You're very anti-hero specific.
Yeah.
Because you're not like Bejeweled. I mean, you're
not
be
Bejeweled. No,
but
I'm not.
Yeah, you're more of an anti-hero vibe.
I feel that you're like a fearless girl, like a sparkly dress and cowboy boots.
That is so cheeky, but so true for me.
It really is.
So real.
It's just like happy and fun.
I could be like debut if I really wanted to be. Like I could channel debut. That.
Or yeah. Even like red.
Red. Like, I knew you were going to say that.
Fedora.
Oh my God. A trench and a fedora is so my vibe. That's like when I'm trying really hard. But when I'm not trying, my inner self is fearless, probably.
Agreed. Style-wise. Like you're going to gravitate toward like a dress with some sparkles.
Yeah. What my 12-year-old self would have picked out if I had a better allowance.
Exactly. It's 12-year-old with money is the vibe.
12-year-old with money. That is exactly my style.
It honestly is.
Oh, that's good. All right. Let's get into summer fashion. Oh, I love summer fashion. How do you feel about this summer of fashion, like 2024? Because you've been in fashion 7 years now. How do you think this summer compares to other summers fashion-wise?
I feel really excited for this summer. I have been really immersed in the spring-summer trends for several months now, and a lot of them just feel really exciting and fun. And I'm a Chicagoan, as many people know. So after a long winter, that's really what I'm looking for in the spring and summer trends every year. It's just like a lightness and a breath of fresh air after all of the cold months that were bundled up.
I'm dying at your... I'm a Chicagoan, as many of you know.
I feel like I say it in everything.
You're like, bitch, I'm from Chicago.
You can tell it by my little accent.
I want all the tips to look like a cool girl. So walk me through the top trends that we need to look like a fashion girl this summer.
Obviously, at the tail end of last summer with Barbiecore and pink and bows and all of the celebrations of girlhood that we saw, we're still seeing that again this year, but it is really in the form of roses and not necessarily what you might think when you think of florals for spring and summer. Definitely some classic patterns, but more so we are seeing a lot of like 3D floral appliques and embellishments, which is so fun, so feminine. It's such a nice take on florals, because obviously in the warmer months, it's something you're never going to escape. But such a cool twist that we saw on it was Simone Rocha's Spring Summer 24 runway show. She had literal live roses trapped between layers of tulle on models. The rosette shirt trend, I'm sure that you've seen, where it gives the piece that it's on a lot more dimension. And it just feels like a continuation of that celebration of girlhood. And I'm all about it. I think it's exactly what you're looking for a little something special in the warmer months.
Are people wearing this also on accessories? Like, are you seeing this more on shoes, on dresses?
Tops and dresses are going to be really common, but shoes is another really fun take on it. Heels are going to be a really common thing that people are wearing embellished with them. Which again is just like a fun little twist on florals for summer.
I love that we're continuing the girlhood focus, but it's so different. Like last year with it being all about Barbiecore and that was hot pinks and it was like channeling our young girlhood. And I almost feel like this year with the florals, it's very granny chic. So we're like tapping into the older generation. So it's almost like girlhood across all generations of life. You know what I mean? Is that deep?
I think it's deep, but I don't think it's untrue. I think that it definitely is just another extension of this celebration of femininity that we're really seeing, which I also have felt is a bit of a result of post-pandemic dressing. And obviously, Barbie and everything have made people want to dress in ways that are really fun and like feminine and flirty again after years of being in sweats. I do think that it's definitely a bit more of a sophisticated take on it than the Barbiecore of it all, which I did love. I'm a pink girl, so I was not mad at Barbiecore. If you think that this might sound a little too out of the box for you, there still are a lot of floral patterns that you can partake in, specifically rose patterns, rosettes, which, you know, I gotta say it, florals for spring and summer, not groundbreaking, but it is fun and I feel like kind of just a rite of passage for more months.
I love a good floral. And like Same. A rose floral is very fresh.
I agree. I find in my personal style, floral's kind of hard for me to like find one that I'm obsessed with enough to purchase and add to my wardrobe. The roses of it all is a take that feels modern enough that I actually am like, oh, that's something I could really see myself wearing, which is exciting.
Okay, walk me through the next trend.
This is a more specific trend, which I feel like the people might hate. Polo shirts are really back.
Oh, God.
We are seeing a lot of the prep school academia vibe happening, and specifically polo shirts. I think that the epitome of it, the catalyst, was the Miu Miu Spring Summer 24 show. They were all wearing sportier logo polos, and a lot of them were juxtaposed by like frilly, ruffly mini skirts. And it made it feel a lot more modern. The ways I've been seeing it styled is actually very chic.
How do we wear a polo shirt and not look like we're going to private school and we're 10 years old with bangs and awkward?
It depends on the vibe you want to go for. Prada had a lot of polos as well. Something we're going to see a lot this summer are longer, like Bermuda-like shorts. And I think that would be a really cool way to style them, which I recognize in your head might be sounding like, this is sixth grade.
Yeah, this isn't looking good in my brain.
But you have to picture it in more of like an oversized, tailored pair of Bermudas. But also, I think if you want to go on the feminine side, micro mini skirts are going to be very in this year. So a mini skirt, a frilly skirt, honestly, just a pair of jeans, if you feel so inclined. It really is something that I feel like we're going to see kind of transition into just a basic once again. Definitely is going to be polarizing, I think, but is something you are going to definitely start to see this summer.
So basically, this is my wardrobe from 2007.
Basically, yes.
You know, first thought about it, I hate it. But on second thought, I'm like, you know, that kind of would be nice, because when I think of a polo shirt, I think of lacrosse bro from high school. And so it might be nice to have a new image associated with a polo shirt, because it's not a polo shirt's fault that assholes wore them. So I kind of like scrubbing that memory and having a new association with a polo shirt.
I think that also if you are not into cotton polo, the ones that literally do look fresh out of a school uniform, I think that there are more subtle and feminine takes on it too. You can opt for one instead in the form of like a knit top, one that is embroidered. There are a lot of different versions of tops that just have a polo collar on them that I think is a more subtle transition into that and is not so intimidating to try to style.
I like that. A nice knit would be cute. Okay.
Yeah, you know, kind of like an open work knit button up top. And you know what? That looks so great thrown over like a swimsuit on a beach day. That's pretty versatile.
Yeah, cute. I see that. I have the vision. Okay, love. All right. You sold me. I'm bought in.
Great. Okay. I'm going to talk about a couple of colors I'm very excited for this year. So when I was at Fashion Week last fall, there was one color that it was like, oh my God, every single thing next spring and summer is going to be this color. And it is not peach, which Pantone has told us is the color.
Are they ever right?
You know, we're seeing some peach, but more so I feel like the color right now is blue, like an icy Cinderella soft blue. And I gotta say that I am not generally a blue person, but seeing all of the blue styled in the ways that I have been seeing it, I'm like fully in.
And how are you seeing it styled?
I saw it on a lot of runways, really head to toe, Stella McCartney head to toe, but it also was really showcased in ways that contrasted it a little bit. Like at Fendi, it was paired a lot with a bright orangey red. Both ways you can really let it take the spotlight. You can pair it with other colors. And I'm fully in my color era, so I'm really excited to experiment with it and work it into. I have a lot of color in my wardrobe. There are just a lot of pretty ways you can mix and match it or wear it alone if you're not such a color person. It's so approachable. It's such like a nice, just soft, beautiful color that who could have beef?
Who could have beef with a Cinderella blue? It's stunning. I haven't seen people wear light blue with like a light wash jean. And I normally like contrast with denim, like white top with a dark jean or a trench with a light wash. But I loved, like, it looks kind of monochrome, but not completely monochrome. I think it's so stunning.
That is so stunning. It honestly is one of those colors that I feel like just looks good on everyone too, especially if you're someone who doesn't really opt for color. Blue is such a flattering, forgiving color. On a similar note, light yellow, summer day sky vibes, but oh my God, the light buttery yellow that is everywhere right now is just so beautiful. I cannot get enough of it. It's so happy. Whenever I am pulling things to put in articles and everything and I see something light yellow, I'm like, I cannot resist. I just wore a light yellow dress to a wedding and I felt like $1 million. It was a how to lose a guy in 10 days moment.
You had your Andy Anderson moment.
It was so Andy Anderson coded. Ugh, happy colors. Dopamine inducing for sure.
Yellow looks so stunning on you. You have the perfect coloring for yellow. I feel like when I try to wear even the pretty butter yellow, I look like I'm wearing urine. I do not know. I just don't think I can pull it off.
You know, I knew this before the trend. Yellow is technically in my color season.
Ugh, I'm still lucky.
I'm a spring. So I do think that yellow is definitely one, unlike the blue I was just talking about, isn't necessarily the most flattering for everyone. If you really feel like you don't look good in yellow, you can just get like a yellow bag and call it a day and incorporate that into your summer stuff. I just was born with the ability to wear yellow, I guess.
What a genetic lottery. Not to brag, but I have the best mom ever. And she deserves so much more than a typical bouquet of roses and drugstore card that everyone else gets on Mother's Day. She deserves something personalized and thoughtful that makes her feel special. That is why I'm sending her a card from Moonpig. Moonpig has thousands of one-of-a-kind designs you can personalize with photos and personal messages, or opt for a large size card for an extra special touch. Their cards are so cute, I am definitely going to be the favorite child this Mother's Day. Mom, plug your ears, but Moonpig is also incredibly affordable. It's the same price as a drugstore card. Postage is already included in the price, and it takes minimal effort. You don't need to leave your house to pick out a card or take it to the mailbox. Simply pick it out online, design, and place your order from the convenience and comfort of your own home. Whether you're celebrating a mom in your life or have upcoming birthdays, graduations, weddings, or other celebrations that call for an extra personalized touch for the people you love, get all your card needs from Moonpig. We have a special offer for you. Use code EVERYGIRLFREE for a free card from April 22nd until May 12th. That is EVERYGIRLFREE for a free card before May 12th. I want to talk a little more on the capsule wardrobe side. Can you share with us maybe like 3 to 5 items that everyone should have in their closet for summer?
This is like my bread and butter. First off, a couple tank tops that you feel really, really confident in. People think all tank tops are the same. I do not feel that way. I have some tank tops that I feel so much more confident in that are so much more forgiving. And especially if you're in a place that gets super hot, you need them to just like pair with jeans, pair with a pair of shorts when it's super hot. There's a time of the year that you just can't really be bothered to dress up because it's too hot. And that's when you're really grateful to have those in your wardrobe. So definitely some good tank tops.
Where do you get your tank tops? Where are your favorite brands?
I love my ones from Abercrombie. I have a couple that I really love. A brand LNA. They just like hang really nice on my body. My Skims bodysuits are another just like classic to have in the warmer months. Also so flattering. I think that a good button up, like a linen button up that you can have to throw on or throw in your bag if you're like going out to dinner or something and it might get chilly, to throw on over a bathing suit. I wear my button-ups all the time in the summer. I probably wear them the most in the summer, actually, because I will literally just put one on over my bathing suit to go to the lake or the pool. You could do just like a good cotton one. I think you could have a lot of fun and get a couple of striped colorful ones or get like a linen one, but a good button-up is key.
Do you have a favorite linen one? Linen's so hard to find a good, like I had a linen one from Zara and it just was like, when I'd wash it, it would get weird. Like a linen button up is like worth an investment, but I have no idea where to get one.
Banana Republic has some really good ones right now. I have one from a smaller brand that I really love. It's called Dal, the label, D-A-L. That is definitely more of an investment, but it's just like really beautiful and is something that I wear all the time. If you're looking for a more budget one, I again would probably go with Abercrombie over like H&M or Zara. In my experience with their button-ups, I have a little bit more luck with like wrinkling and everything.
Love. Okay, next item.
You can't escape it, but a pair of denim shorts that you love. The key is finding a pair that you love. You have to find a pair that you feel really confident in. For me, my favorite denim shorts of all time are the A. Goldie Parker long shorts. They are like the perfect length. I prefer a little bit longer of an inseam in my denim shorts. They fit my body really well. They're comfortable. I'm always happy to put them on. And for many years, I was buying 3 pairs a summer, all of which I didn't love. And then I found the 8 Goldie ones. And they might not work for everyone, but it's worth like taking a trip to whatever stores are by you, trying a bunch on. Something I love to do when I'm jeans shopping, bottom shopping, is if I'm in the store, I will grab what I know my true size to be and a size smaller and a size bigger. And then I will just like blindly try them on in the dressing room. I'll just grab them and see how I feel in each of them. Because you never really know, especially these days with bottoms, what size you're actually going to end up being. And that has really helped me find pieces that I'm picking because they really truly fit my body rather than this is my size, I'm just going to grab these. Taking the time to find a pair that you feel really confident in, because that is something that in the summer you can wear like every single day.
That's such a good point. No one needs that negativity in their life.
No. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Everything's so different. From Zara to some brand at Nordstrom, like my sizes would be like 10 different sizes. You know, like there's no consistency.
No, there's absolutely no consistency. I range probably like 4 sizes between different brands. Ignore it and find a pair that you feel really confident in is my biggest advice.
Do we feel that short denim shorts are chuggy?
You know what? No, short shorts are in the summer. So short girls rejoice.
Okay, great.
I personally don't feel super inclined to wear a super short pair, specifically of denim shorts. I would be quicker to opt for a super short pair of more like tailored shorts over denim, because it's just like flashbacks from middle school, you know? Short shorts lovers, it's your time to shine.
Okay. I'm happy for those people out there.
Me too. I don't have to be one, but I am happy for them.
Yeah. We don't need the trend to be about us. We can support other people.
Not everything has to be about me.
Look at us being so selfless.
I know, truly.
You know who is my denim short icon? My queen.
Who?
I want you to guess. Who do you think is
Give me a clue.
It's in the Bravo world. You could so get this if you tried.
Ariana?
No. No.
Is it Vanderbilt?
No.
Is it a housewife?
No. It's someone who looks really cute somehow in just like the baggiest denim shorts.
Someone from Southern Charm.
No, it's not Southern Charm. Okay, do you want me to tell you? This game got unfun.
Sorry.
Amanda Bachula from Summer House. I always am like, damn, I need to wear baggy shorts like that. And then I look like a farmer.
I have to confess that I've never watched Summer House. It's a fact people don't expect about me.
I'm like shocked. How have I known you for 7 years and not known that about you?
I feel like you're a stranger. I know. It's embarrassing.
Can I ask why?
You know, I'm a hypocrite because when people are starting any Housewives, I'm like, it's worth it. It's worth watching from the start. But it seems like such a project to watch that from the start.
So you don't even know the full magic of...
No, I don't.
Maddie, Paige would be your literal icon.
I do follow her on Instagram, so I believe that.
That should be your summer project.
Okay.
From the start, it's still really good. It's not as daunting as a Full Housewife rewatch. The seasons are so much more simple. Just a summer.
How similar is Summer House to the Jersey Shore?
Not. Question mark. What would be alike?
I'm just wondering if there's like a smush room, if it's those kind of vibes.
Oh. That's why the earlier seasons are good, because they do have the cameras in the bedroom. So you are watching gentle porn. And then in the later seasons, they're all like in their 30s and 40s. So then they are not having sex in the bedrooms. So that's why the earlier seasons are better, because they're softer porn. That's really what I'm saying.
That does track. You know, you've sold me, I gotta say.
Okay. Honestly, it's so good. If you want to start just from like the first season that Paige comes, I think that's fine. If you want to skip the tomfoolery that is the earlier seasons. Okay, let's move on. Do you have any general hacks or tips for getting dressed this time of year? Because it's such a fun season for fashion, but also it can be a hard time of year to get dressed. You know, you feel really hot and sweaty, but then a lot of people feel self-conscious. You're in less clothing. You're in short shorts if you're a short shorts girl, or you're in a bathing suit and you just feel less comfortable. Are there any tips to feel more comfortable in your clothes in general this summer?
The thing I wear the most in the hot months are definitely dresses. The more dresses you can lean on, the happier you'll be in life. I have so many linen maxi dresses that I wear to work. I wear them on the weekends. I'm so comfortable in them. It doesn't matter if you sweat. But besides that, knowing what you're comfortable in, like I said, I'm probably not going to be wearing super short denim shorts this summer. I'm a baggy short girl, and that's what I feel good in. Taking the time to know what you really like and not just following what your favorite TikTokers or Instagram gals are wearing, and finding things that fit your body really well. I think that's something that I'm guilty of for sure. Since COVID, especially since online shopping has been so dominant, I'll order something online. And if I had tried the thing on in store, I would have been like, oh, I don't really like this. But since I got it online, I tried on at home and I'm like, I don't feel like returning it. So then I just have something that's ill-fitting or that I don't really like. So if you can, shopping in store for things and really asking yourself, do I like this? Does this fit me? Do I need a bigger size? Do I need a smaller size? And figuring that out for yourself, you're just going to feel so much better. Or if you need to, getting things tailored in the summer months is helpful. I have gotten many dresses, shorts, etc. tailored and feel much more confident in them since doing so.
That's such a good tip. I don't think I've ever in my life tailored a thing. Like literally not just my prom dress. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have a lady on my street who's the best, who does all my stuff. Not all my stuff. I don't do too much, but certain stuff. Like I just got a pair of trousers that I got. I got a super fun pair of like yellow trousers. They're like buttery yellow. I ordered two sizes. Neither size was perfect. So I got the bigger size and she took them in a little bit. And now they're perfect. Sometimes you just have to.
Yeah, you're so right. There are so many pieces that I feel okay in, but I would feel so much better in if they were tailored better to me. That was such a Maddie thing to be like, I have a tailor on my street for all of my tailoring needs.
I love her. She's the best. She's the nicest lady. Like, I'll go there to be like, when do you want it by? And I'm like, when's the soonest you can get it by? And just be like, today. I don't need it that quick.
Not all heroes wear capes. You know, some are your tailors. How much does tailoring cost?
It depends on the thing. I'm in the city. I'm in Chicago. But I think a pair of pants, it's usually charging like $20.
Oh, that's it?
So, yeah, I've gotten like dresses done that need it in a couple places, and that's more expensive. But it's just like taking in a waist or something, usually around $20, which is not bad, in my opinion.
Wow, what a great life hack. What do we feel like are going to be the big cores or the aesthetics of the year? Like last year, like we talked about, it was so Barbie. It was also a lot of coastal cowgirl. Are there any aesthetics that we can foresee for the summer?
You know, I personally, in my position, feel fatigued by the aesthetics at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking aesthetics, definitely this office siren thing is going to be big. The corporate, less stuffy takes on office wear. Office wear made a little sexy, if you will.
Oh my God, I love office siren is like sexy office.
Yes. But man, I love this. Think that since the recent release of Cowboy Carter, that we're going to still keep seeing the Western cowboy boot. Cowgirl. I am a Chicago gal. I am not one who was previously inclined to wear cowboy boots, but I have a couple pairs and I think they're so fun in the summer. Cowboy boots with like a little dress is a blast.
I feel like nobody talks about how hard it is to find the right shoe for a dress. You can't always wear sneakers, but then sometimes if I wear my ballet flats and a dress, I look like I'm a 4-year-old going to church. So it's hard to find the right shoe for a dress, and Western boots always look good with dresses.
I'm like, keep it coming.
Keep the Cowboy Carter coming.
I am really excited to see, too, what Taylor, we were just talking about this in the office, that we haven't seen her have any, like, fashion moments from Tortured Poets Department yet, besides the Grammys look, but I feel like that doesn't really count because it was red carpet. And I'm very curious to see, like, with the release of the music videos, what her fashion is going to be for it. And if people are going to try to incorporate that into the upcoming Eras Tour outfits that are back in the U.S. later this year, I think it's going to be really interesting.
Yes, that will be so interesting to see what aesthetic she goes for. Something else that I've seen, obviously, Parent Trap is so cool.
Oh my God,
during summer, always. But I feel like last year was Meredith Blake's moment. Like, it was quite luxury, a lot of black. And now it's like Elizabeth James. It's just like straight luxury, the florals, the high-end British vibes, frilly, girly, clean. You know, it's our Elizabeth James summer.
You know what? I love that. I love both of them. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll take
both. Two women after my own heart.
Literally. Justice for Hallie. Hallie had great style.
She had such good style. I would wear everything she wore now. And I'm
100%
woman.
Don't you remember watching that movie and being like, damn, Hallie is so fucking cool.
Literally, yeah. I was like, I want to be that one so bad.
When they're like playing poker and she like lays down her nail polish, like, damn, to be Hallie Parker.
Just everything she does. When she calls Meredith Blake Cruella, I'm like, God, slam.
To be that witty.
Oh my God.
To have like a yellow duffel and just like casually throw all your camp clothes in a yellow duffel. Like, chic.
Oh my God. So chic. I want a yellow duffel now.
I know. Honestly, base, make us a yellow duffel.
Please.
All right, Maddie, can you give us the names of the articles both for the trends and also for the capsule wardrobe that people can go find? We'll also include the links in the show notes. And we also, if you are subscribed to the Evergirls newsletter, you can actually get a newsletter straight to your inbox with all the shoppable products that we talked about this episode. So make sure to subscribe at theeverygirl.com. But Maddie, also share with us the headlines for those articles so people can go look it up.
So the summer capsule will just be, as it always classically is, the Evergirl's Summer 2024 capsule wardrobe. And then the summer trends one will be the best trends of summer 2024. But you can also be on the lookout for a lot more micro trend coverage throughout the season and deep dives on some of the things that we talked about today.
Love it. So everyone go to theevergirl.com, check out all the fun fashion content coming up. And I can't wait to see how everyone styles their polo shirts.
Oh my God, same. DM me, please.
DM us pics of your polo shirts. Love you, miss you.
Bye.
Bye. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I know I sure did. Please do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It really makes a huge difference for our show so we can keep growing and bringing the content that you love. If you want more info, you can find us at The Evergirl Podcast on Instagram or theevergirlpodcast.com. Talk to you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.